Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Do appreciate it. Thank you for your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Dallas. This is my first year in the Special Olympics. I used to bowl a long time ago until they closed the bowling alley. So this is my first year in actually winning these gold medals.
Yeah, congratulations.
And I work at the Landmark Theater in Eagle Ridge.
Okay, there we go. That's why you look familiar. Okay, I've seen you there before. I'm a big moviegoer. Okay, so tell me about these medals around your neck. You won them from bowling, but like, and they're gold, so you must have done very, very well.
Yes, it was quite a shock. I never won one of these in my life.
Right, and so how did it feel when they told you, hey, you're a gold medal winner? Yeah, it's a good feeling. So you guys went down to Sherwood Park to bowl and compete. Was there any other athletes for any other sports with you, or was it primarily just bowling?
We had a floor hockey team.
Okay, nice. So how many athletes roughly went down with you?
11.
11 of you guys. Okay, wow. And so had you ever traveled in a team setting like that before? Is that mic dropping again? Okay, good.
Team setting?
Yeah, like have you ever traveled as a team before to like compete in anything?
Yeah, that was like years ago around that. Our last one was around the year 2003 or 4.
Okay.
Summer games.
Okay, and what did you compete in the summer games?
Bowling.
Bowling again. Okay, and so you're obviously a very good bowler to be getting those awards and win those medals. That's fantastic. So you were saying that you were bowling back in the day until our bowling alley closed. So that means you've been in Fort McMurray for a while then.
Yeah, I moved up here in 2021 after high school.
Okay, listen, that microphone is dropping, so I'm going to come help you out. Now, tell me about what high school you went to.
I went to Sander Riley back at home in High River.
Okay, High River. So how old were you when you moved here?
I just turned 18.
Okay. And now you love Fort McMurray. You've stayed here. So what about this community keeps you here? Why do you like it so much?
My sister's here.
Okay. So that's good. It's always good to have family around.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt. So we asked this question to a lot of guests who live in Fort McMurray for a lengthy amount of time like you do. What's your favorite pizza place to go to eat at?
Exact same as my boyfriend's, Pizza 73.
Okay, now, Pizza 73, what do you guys order when you get food from Pizza 73?
I like to get the wing meal. You get medium pizza, wings, curly fries.
Curly fries are the best option from Pizza 73.
Hands down.
They don't give carrots.
No. And so what kind of pizza do you get, though?
I like the Meat Lovers.
Boom! You literally just, that's my order. You literally get the same order as me. I'm very excited about that. Because that's the best order to get. Meat Lovers, the wings, the curly fries. I'm so excited right now. Okay. Now, I have seen you a lot at Landmark Cinema. So you work there. And I've always wanted to talk about the behind the scenes of working at the cinema. What's that like?
It's pretty cool. I get free movies. I'm on my 10th year.
10 years. Congratulations. Wow, that's a big deal. So do you go and take advantage of these free movies?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you do. Okay. What kind of movies do you like to go see?
My last one I saw was a Dungeons and Dragons.
How was that movie?
Epic.
Epic. Okay, yeah. And I hear the new John Wick movie's here as well. So I am excited to see that. Have you seen that one yet?
I've seen glimpses of it.
Okay, yeah.
It's okay, I guess.
It's okay, okay. But the Dungeons and Dragons, that
was it. Oh, yeah.
So before we get to the next question, we have an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose.
Okay.
So we're going to throw to the ad. I'm going to fix that mic, and then we'll be right back. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end, and during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
We're back. Man, we're having a great time here. Yeah. We have an entourage for the people at home who don't know, and like, it's just a good time. So, Dungeons and Dragons, that was the last movie you saw.
Yeah.
What would you say is like your go-to movie, though? What's your favorite thing that you've seen?
Well, Dungeons and Dragons, a few I saw was the Shazam.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shazam, yeah.
And the new Ant-Man, the Antimania.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I'm a real fan of Marvel movies.
Okay, nice. I love it. Now, a big component of going to the movies is the snacks.
Yes.
So what do you like to snack on while you're watching these movies?
I try to limit myself to a small popcorn,
okay,
butter, medium drink, and I like the seasoning. I like white cheddar.
Okay. Okay. Now, I got loads of questions about snacks for days. Okay, so with the popcorn, are you getting layered butter or just butter?
Layered.
Layered. You got to go Laird. Okay.
That's the right answer. Who doesn't get layered popcorn?
That's right.
Yep.
And in regards to the drink, what are you drinking? Or do you mix up the drink choice every once in a while?
I kind of mix it. Sometimes I drink Coke. Mm-hmm. Then we have a Pib drink. It's like Dr. Pepper.
Okay. So like that one's mixed up. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the answer right when you said Laird butter. If you're not getting Laird butter, I don't know what we're doing at home. So, in regards to bowling, why did bowling speak to you? Like, why was that the sport you wanted to get involved in?
Because when I moved up here in 2021, a lady I was staying with in proprietorship, she mentioned something about the Special Olympics to my sister and my foster mom, that every Tuesday night they go to bowling. I thought it was just a fun thing, but later on I found out it's kind of a bit of a competitive type thing.
Right.
That Tuesday nights is fun, but we're also competing to go on out-of-town trips.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't get a uniform that year, but years to come, I got my very own. Well, actually, that's not true. I got a uniform. My coach gave me a uniform, but wasn't. Yeah. It was just the pants and the jacket. I didn't get the shirt till later.
Okay. Okay. So now you're fully decked out. So you're official now.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, listen, that's the end of our show. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay. Hi, Robin. Hi, Donna. Check me out.
That's awesome. Best shout out ever.
Yeah.
Well, everybody at home, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Do appreciate it. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.